right. 5 p.m. on Friday. Feels good, doesn't it? Say 5 p.m. on Friday. Love it. Time for American Net Radio. Station is 90.3 HD, Garden City. I'm your host, Tom Ryan. If you're kind enough to stay with us for the next hour, my lovely wife and co-host, Heidi Morales-Ryan, is running the board.
I am here.
Awesome. I love when I hear that. Because you're not often on the mic, so that's awesome.
I don't like to be on the mic.
Yeah, but you leave me hanging sometimes. Now, we've been covering a whole series on Friday we called How Music Changed, because you go really deep with the history of music. And right now I am playing selections from a collection of albums that I think are among the most, maybe the single most important album ever made. And I really mean that. Called The Anthology of American Folk Music. These songs are so deep and so important that now that it's about 100, they're almost, for the most part, just pushing 100 years old now, that the fact that they still have relevance and that there are still, like, things about the song that you can recognize in even in contemporary culture blows my mind. And there are four different topics that are being covered, and each topic will require three shows. So this is show number three. So this is the end of our first topic, which was ballads. So this show completes the ballads portion of this series. As I said, I plan to have four themes, with ballads being the first, and each of them will consist of three shows. Now, unlike the first two shows that we've already done, you may actually recognize a few of the songs that we're going to play today, although you likely would know them in a very different form, performed by a more contemporary artist. For example, we're going to cover a person named Stacca Lee, a.k.a. Stagger Lee, Frankie, who you might know as the half of Frankie and Johnny, and Cassie Jones. Of course, that being Casey Jones. Now, they all may be familiar in latter-day versions or other songs where they mention the same people. But these recordings all had very deep roots. And here they are. This is what we're going to cover now. And our very first song happens to be Stacca Lee. Now, Stacca Lee was apparently by a murder that took place originally, well, the person who put this whole box together was Harry Smith. He thought that the murder took place in Memphis. But later people figured out that Stacca Lee, or Stagger Lee, was the song as it was performed by Lloyd Price in the 50s. And they had a number one hit with it, if I remember correctly. But the actual character, Stacca Lee, was believed to have been part of a family who owned a large line of steamers on the Mississippi. He also had a reputation for being, quote, so evil that the devil wouldn't let him into hell. It's based on an actual murder, apparently in St. Louis, actually, in 1895. And it's performed by a man named Frank Hutchison, who was billed as the pride of West Virginia. He was one of the very first people to play guitar and wear a harmonica around his neck, the very style that Bob Dylan would eventually emulate. It was Frank Hutchison who might have been the person who invented that. So here's Frank Hutchison and the song Stacca Lee.
Calling out one dark and drizzling eye, Billy Lyons and Stagger Lee had one terrible fight all about. That John B. said, Sonny, Stagger Lee walked to the bar room and he called a glass of beer. He turned around to Bill Lyons and said, what have you done here? Waiting for the train, please bring them on. Stagger Lee, oh Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I've got three little children and a weepin' lovin' wife. You're a bad man, bad man, Stagger Lee. God bless your children, I'll take care of your wife. You stole my John Bean, I'm bound to take your life all about. that John B. said, Sonny. Staggily turned to Bill Lyons and he shot him right through the head. Only taking one shot to kill Billy Lyons. Did all about that John B. said, Sonny. Sent for the doctor, well, the doctor, he did come. Good morning, oh, Staggily, now what have you done? You're a bad man, Staggily. Six big horses and a rubber-tarred hat. They taken him to the cemetery, they failed to bring him back. All about that John B. said, Sonny. Looking for old Staggily then. All in alley, thought he heard a bulldog bark. It must have been old Staggily stumbling in the dark. He's a bad man, gonna let him right back in here. Had to catch old Staggily. High police walked on to Staggily. He's lying fast asleep. High police to Staggily, he jumped for 40 feet. He's a bad man, gonna let him right back in here. Got old Staggily, they lied him way back in jail. They couldn't get a man around, go Staggily, spell all about that John B. said, turning. Staggily said to the jailer, jailer, I can't sleep. From my bedside, Bill Lyons began to creep. All about that John B. said, turning.
Have it. Oop, Staggily. First track for today from the American Anthology of Folk Music. Where, if you were listening last week, you might have noticed that we were playing the characters that we're covering at this point of the anthology are covering people who actually were real people. We played John Hardy last week, the railroad guy who actually died while trying to beat a machine, Bandit Cole Younger. We also covered, well, obviously it was Staggily, but we also covered a guy named Charlie Guiteau, who was the man who had shot President Garfield on July 2nd of 1881. I've got to brush up on my history, because I am not aware of the fact of how many presidents there are that have been shot. I didn't know that Garfield, I probably confused the two, but Garfield was shot, and so was William McKinley. Garfield was shot in 1881. McKinley was shot in 1991 by some guy who called himself an anarchist, Leon somebody, or the Ozel Gauche or something like that. He was at a Pan-American Exposition in Buffalo when he pulled his gun and shot him. The president had gone there to declare his views, of all things, on tariffs. So there's something that's a little bit contemporary for all of us who are following the news and our president these days. The song is called White House Blues. It's by Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. Charlie Poole also was a character. Didn't live very long. They said that he lived a fast, hard life. Was dead by 39 compared to hard living and alcohol reasons. But pretty well known around the North Carolina Piedmont area. Had a great band, the North Carolina Ramblers, backing him up on this. We'll just... Here's the tune. It's called White House Blues.
Kinley hollered, Kinley squalled. Doc says, McKinley, I can't find that ball from Buffalo to Washington. In the White House, he's doing his best. He lay in the graveyard, he's taking his rest. He is gone, long old time. Hush up, little children, now don't you fret. You draw a pension at your papa's death. From Buffalo to Washington. Roosevelt in the White House, drinking out the silver cup. He lay in the graveyard, he never wakes up. He is gone, long old time. Ain't one thing that grieves my mind.
behind. I'm gone, long old time. Blue, yeah, little children, with two drift. You draw a painting at your papa's bed from Buffalo to Washington. Standing at the station, just looking at the time to see if I could run it by 9:30 from Buffalo. Washington. Paying the train, she's just on time. She runs 1,000 miles from 8 o'clock to 9 from Buffalo to Washington. Yonder comes the train, she's coming down the line. Throwing in one station, Mr. McKinley's a dime. It's hard time, hard time. You've done, you shot my husband, and I have a Johnson gun. Get mad to Washington. Docked on the horse, he tore down his mane. Said to that horse, you've got to outrun this train from Buffalo to Washington. Docked train to Randy, checked off his specs. Said, Mr. McKinley, better pass in your check. You bound to die.
All right, that's White House Blues by Charlie Poole with the North Carolina Ramblers. You know, right now, I just want to take a side thought here for just a minute, because I feel compelled to thank this radio station, WHPC, for allowing me to do the things that I do. This has been a heck of a week as far as us, like, really going very, very, very deep into the obscurity, almost to the point where I can't imagine another radio station in the world that would allow me to play an entire obscure Brazilian album on Wednesday for my listening audience, and then come back on Friday and play an entire hour of songs that are 100 years old. That's just unheard of. And I have no idea how many people are listening to me still when I do this stuff that I do, because I know that we get really crazy and weird and deep. To me, it's important because I love music history, and knowing your past only helps to enrich the present and the future. So I feel that it's a service, but it's a service that I'm allowed to do because WHPC allows it. And I'm very, very, very thankful for that. So I love my audience, but I really think I also need to thank my radio station, because I'm right here in the middle, somehow in the balance. And thank you so much for listening and staying tuned in to some of the crazy things that we do, Heidi and I, while we're doing this. The crazy thing we're doing here is playing our way through the anthology of American folk music. And as you can tell, it's definitely old time music, although I think you're going to recognize a certain perspective of the songs that we're going to play. After White House Blues, the next song we're going to play is a song called Frankie, another one that I think that you actually might have heard. The artist is Mississippi John Hurt, and it helps to also bring forward the importance of what this box set is about, because John Hurt being on this collection, the song's recorded in 1928. He was one of those people that was very obscure. In, say, the 60s, well, when this album came out, it came out in 1952. Very few people bought it, but until the folk boom began to take place, and then everybody seemed to feel that they needed it and memorized some of the songs, because there was a sudden, that was like what the trend was in the late 50s and early 60s. And that led to a very strong interest in Mississippi John Hurt. And there was one person named Tom Hoskins who was so in love with the sound of John Hurt and what he was doing that he went to find him. He had recorded a song called Avalon, My Hometown. So he literally drove to Avalon, Mississippi to see if he could find him. And he did. He was still living in his house in Avalon, Mississippi. So he had convinced him that he could be playing live at shows up in the Northeast. He ended up being playing at the Newport Folk Festival, and he had a totally revitalized career. He became relatively famous in the early 60s as a folk artist performing his songs. One of them, by the way, was called Coffee Blues, Just a Lovin' Spoonful, and that's where the band got their name from. The band Lovin' Spoonful took it from a song by Mississippi John Hurt. So there's a little bit of relevance for you, tying it all together. Now, this is another, well, it's a ballad. It's another song about somebody getting shot or some sort of crazy thing going on. And this time, as the summation comes by Harry Smith, Alan Britt shot Frankie Baker of 212 Targhee Street, St. Louis, Missouri, on October 15th, 1899. And since he writes a synopsis of all the lyrics, he writes, Albert dies, preferring Alice Fry, but judge finds Frankie charming at the latter's trial. Here's Frankie by Mississippi John Hurt.
Frankie was a good girl, everybody know. She paid $100 for Alan one suit of clothes. He's a man, and he done her wrong. Frankie went down to the corner saloon. Didn't go to be gone long. She peeped through the keyhole of the door, spied Alvin in Alice's arm. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frankie called Albert. Albert says, I don't hear. If you don't come to the woman you love, gonna haul you out of here. You's my man, and you done me wrong. Frankie shot Albert, and she shot him 3 or 4 times. Says, stroll back, out to smoke him a gun, let me see his Albert dying. He's my man, and he done me wrong. Frank and the judge walked out on the stand, they walked outside the side. The judge says to Frankie, you're gonna be justified. Killing a man, and he done you wrong. Dark was the night, cold was on the ground. The last word I heard Frankie said, done laid old Albert down. He's my man, and he done me wrong. I ain't gonna tell no story, and I ain't gonna tell no lies. Well, I would pass about an hour ago, the girl you call Alice Pride. He's your man, and he done you wrong.
I I guess Albert had a girlfriend named Alice Fry, and Frankie, who was the female character, didn't appreciate that much. But as he says, the judge found her charming. Now, John Hurt was an incredibly gentle soul, by the way, incredibly talented. And that song was recorded in 1928. But if you're interested in what you just heard, there are plenty of recordings by Mississippi John Hurt from the 1960s because of the fact that he was brought up from his home and became relatively popular, if not downright famous, in the 60s. So there's that for you if you wish. Now, the whole thing about ballads is that a lot of them are very truthful, you know, true stories, as you can tell, because that's pretty much what we're going through here for the most part. Some of them are legendaries, as this next one certainly is. The artist is William and Versie Smith, a couple, a husband and wife, I believe. As far as I know, I believe that they've only recorded four songs in their entire lifetime, this being one of the four. The song is entitled When That Great Ship Went Down. Now, that great ship, of course, is the Titanic, which, you know, the details, 1,513 people on the boat. It was the largest ship in the world at that time, and it sunk on its maiden voyage. Now, blacks had a very different perspective about the sinking of the Titanic, because if you were black, you were not allowed onto the ship. So a lot of black people felt that maybe the sinking was divine retribution. There are plenty of songs about it, but keep some. For example, Blind Willie Johnson wrote a song called God Moves on the Water. And I never really thought of it until I thought, oh my goodness, that's a reference perhaps to the sinking of the Titanic. Again, as divine retribution for the fact that there was pure racism about how the Titanic operated. Anyway, the song is entitled When the Great Ship Went Down. The artist is William and Versie Smith, and this is dated back to 1927, making it 99 years old now.
On a Monday morning, just about 9 o'clock, late at night, in the reeling down.
Wow. William and Versie Smith. Can't tell you too much more about them than I already have. It's them performing When That Great Ship Went Down. Of course, the Titanic. Now we got to the other side there. We moved from obscurity to some to a an artist that is, or artistic team, I should say, that is sometimes and rightfully lauded for creating country music, essentially. One of the first artists to have been, I guess, labeled as a country artist. I'm talking about the Carter family. I mean, this is they had together recorded about over 300 songs. A.P. Carter, you know, basically wrote them all down and was able to claim them to be his because he was the song collector, basically. He would travel the entire Appalachia that he could trying to find as many songs, and he'd bring them back for the family to perform, but writing them down on music and also being able to get copyrights for them because he could then sell the music. And they were just, I mean, to say that the Carter family is one of the most influential artists of all time, I think is almost an understatement, being the first famous group that led to the formation of American country music, and not to mention folk music. And to this day, the Carter family songs are still being played. Songs like Wildwood Flower, Keep on the Sunny Side. I could go on and on. Well, this song is actually but it is a story of a railroad disaster, and I will let Harry Smith do the speaking here because he writes a paragraph a little bit about it. And listen to the amount of information that he was able to accrue. This is why this is so astounding to me, that Harry Smith had the ability to do this. He writes, George Alley was born in Richmond, Virginia, July 10th, 1860, married on November 10th, 1881, and had four children. The wreck on the C&O, in which he was killed, occurred at 5:40 a.m. on October 23rd, 1890, while he was running train number 4, the FFV, for Fast Flying Vestibule, engine 134. He lived 5 hours after being hurt. The wreck occurred 3 miles east of Hinton and was caused by a landslide. The ballad was probably composed by a worker in the roundhouse at Hinton, West Virginia. Is Harry Smith what? The fact that he's come up with this is just mind-boggling. And then he writes his little short synopsis, as he always does. Georgie runs into rock after mother's warning, dies with the engine he loves. So there you have it. It's called Engine 143, and as I mentioned, the artist is the Carter family. Against the rock she crushed.
baby still. Your life may yet be saved. If it is, God bless, it will. Oh no, said George, that will not do. I want to die so free. I want to die for the engine I love, 143. The doctor said to George, your life cannot be saved. Murdered up on a railroad and laid in a lonesome grave. His face was covered up with blood, his eyes you could not see.
It's the Carter family, engine 143. And since we're talking about train wrecks, well, not we're talking about it, but Harry Smith knew what he was doing when he put together this catalog of songs. He follows that track up with another one. This time the artist is Furry Lewis, another artist with similar to when I was talking about Mississippi John Hurt, who had two careers pretty much in his lifetime. He recorded a decent amount of songs in the 20s. He covered the number is 23 exactly, how many songs he released early in his life. He was a bottleneck guitar player, a street musician. He lost his leg. It's not funny, but he lost his leg in a railroad accident right in the middle of all this. That's why he ended up becoming a musician, because he figured without a leg, he'd have a hard time doing anything else. So he learned to play the guitar. And he played mostly on the street, medicine shows and things like that. And his second career came, believe it or not, again, with him being rediscovered, and this time, in his case, brought to Hollywood. He actually appeared in a Burt Reynolds movie called WW and the Dixie Dance Kings. So he was one of the, he was a Hollywood man by then. Just as interesting is he toured in a rock and roll show as the opening act for Leon Russell for a while, Furry Lewis did, and also a rock ensemble of his own called the Alabama State Troopers, who combined his own styles of music with rock and roll. If you are a Joni Mitchell fan, you might know the song Furry Sings the Blues. She wrote that after she had visited Lewis at his rooming house in Memphis in the 70s. So there's all that about Furry Lewis. Now, about the track itself, this is by far the longest song that will appear on the anthology of folk music. The reason for that is, of course, all of these songs were 78s, and you could really fit very little more than about 3 minutes of music on a side. And this song is about 6 minutes long. That's because it was originally released in two sections, side A and side B. So before there was magnetic tape and when they were able to splice it together, the original recordings were on shellac or lacquer discs, which, as I said, could only hold half of the song on each side. So in here, they were able to splice them together so you get to hear the entire song. The story, in this case, the song is called Cassie Jones, eventually as the the Grateful Dead would change it to Casey Jones. But again, the summation by Harry Smith is this. John Luther Jones, known as Casey, from the town of Casey, Kentucky, near where he was born, was killed a little after 4 a.m., April 30th, 1900, when the Illinois Central's number 638 plowed into a freight train that extended into the main line from a sidetrack near Vaughan, Mississippi. When they took Casey's body from the overturned cab, they found one hand on the whistle cord and the other on the air brake lever. According to his widow, Casey established a trademark for himself by his inimitable method of blowing the whistle in a kind of long, drawn-out note, beginning softly, then rising, and then dying away almost to a whisper. People living along the right-of-way would turn over in their beds late at night and say, "There goes Casey Jones." "I remember," says Jim Webb, Casey's engineer, "that as I jumped from the cab, Casey held down the whistle in a long, piercing scream. So the ballad was written a few days after the wreck by William Saunders, who was an engine wiper from Mississippi, who had been a close friend of Casey Jones. The synopsis is crack engineer Jones in fatal collision, new Alice Fry. Wife recalls a symbolic dream, later consoles children. Here then is the full 6 minute and 13 second length version by Furries Lewis of Cassie Jones.
I woke up this morning, 4 o'clock. Mr. Case told if I'm get his ball of hot. Put on your water, put on your coal, put your head out the window, see my driver's roll, see my driver's roll. Put your head out the window, see my driver's roll. Lord, some people said Mr. Case couldn't run. Let me tell you what Mr. Case had done. He left Memphis, was 49, got a Newport News, it was dinner time, what dinner time. Got a Newport News, it was dinner time. I sold my gin, I sold it straight, police rummage to my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nodded head, she made me welcome to the falling bed, to the falling bed. Made me welcome to the falling bed. Lord, people said to Casey, you run over time. You had nothing losing with the 109. Casey said, this ain't in mine. I run in glory if I make my time. Said all the passengers better keep yourself here. And that's gonna shake like Cheney did, like Cheney did. I'm not gonna shake like Cheney did. Mr. Case run his engine in the miles of play. Number 4 stabbed him in the face. The death told Casey, well, you must leave town. Pleaded my soul, I'm Alabama bound, Alabama bound. My soul, I'm Alabama bound. Mrs. Casey said she dreamt a dream. The night she bought the sewing machine. The needle got broke, she could not sew. She loved Mr. Casey, cause she told me so, told me so. Loved Mr. Casey, cause she told me so. That was a woman named Miss Alice Fry. Them on ride, Mr. Casey, or I died. I ain't good looking, but I take my time. A rambling woman with a rambling mind, got a rambling mind. Casey looked at his water, the water was low. Looked at his watch, the watch was slow. On the road again. And that phone is on the road again. Lord, the people tell by the thought I'm on. They made the fire, Mr. Casey Jones, Mr. Casey Jones. Mr. Casey said before he died, one more road and he wants to ride. He would tell kids which road is he, the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe, Santa Fe. This morning I heard someone was dying. Mrs. Casey's chilling on his doorstep crying. Mama, mama, I can't keep from crying. Papa got killed on the serving line, on the serving line. Papa got killed on the serving line. Mama, mama, how can it be? Kill my father on the first degree. Children, children, won't you hold your breath? Draw another 10 from your father's death, from your father's death. On the road again. I'm a natural Ethan on the road again. Tuesday morning, it looked like rain. Around the curve came a passing train. Under the bar lay the Casey Jones, good old engineer, but it's dead and gone, dead and gone. Road again. I'm a natural born Ethan on the road again. I left Memphis to spread the news. Memphis women don't wear no shoes. Had it written in the back of my shirt. Natural born Ethan don't have to wait. Don't have to wait. I'm a natural born Ethan, don't have to wait.
At Casey Jones, Cassie Jones, as it was the full two-part version of it by Furry Lewis. I think he does a great job of conveying the story. It's like so hauntingly beautiful. It's still emotionally moving, I think, to listen to that song, the way that he sings the words. I also, you know, changing the subject, but I know the Grateful Dead wrote a song called Casey Jones about riding that train high on cocaine, and I think that did a bit of a disservice to the man, because I don't think that cocaine at any part of the story whatsoever. I just think that it rhymed with train. So they were able to get a song out of it. And since they have the license to do so, that was that. I want to remind you that you're listening to American Radio, WHPC, WHPC HD, Garden City. I'm Tom Ryan with my wife, Heidi Morales Ryan. We do this sort of thing every Friday. And by this sort of thing, it's a lot. We cover a lot of different subjects. Like it was just only a month ago when we were covering the entire history of Jimi Hendrix. We went from that to this. That's kind of what How Music Changed is about, as we go from like contemporary artists, which is to say, you know, post rock and roll from the birth of rock and roll on, and then to the stuff that actually preceded rock and roll. That's the first half. Obviously, we are now in the first half as we jump back and forth between the two topics. And the topic is the Anthology of American Folk Music, edited by Harry Smith, because he compiled what is now considered to be perhaps some of the most important songs of the era from about just about 100 years ago.
If they missed any part of the show, what can they do?
Oh, I highly recommend that. Thank you, Heidi. We're talking about, we have a website, as you may or may not know, which is AmericanHitNetwork.com. And if this series interests you, parts one and two are there and available for you if you'd like to catch up on some of the information and the music that we were able to provide in the previous two shows. Other than that, there are also about 500 other shows covering everything from our, we did an entire coverage of the Beatles, of James Brown, of the Beach Boys, the Kinks, the Who, the Rolling Stones. Those are all the contemporary things. Not all, that's a good collection of the contemporary stuff we did. An entire series on Motown. My God, we did over a year covering every single Motown A-side. All of these shows are available for you to listen to on demand for free. Just go to the website and just peruse it and see what strikes your interest. And if you can, you can listen to it while you're going to work or while you're driving, if you wish, or whatever it is that you want to do. Maybe hopefully get a little bit of something new that you'll be hearing, or some information that is new to you. That's the whole point of this series, How Music Changed. It's really the whole point of why I'm on the radio here at HPC, with what we do on Wednesdays when we play entire albums. So there you have it. All right, we'll get back to what we are doing here, which is finishing up our series on ballads, which is part one of four in the Anthology of American Folk Music. And this is an interesting one. The artist is the Bentley Boys, and I can tell you nothing about them. Oddly, it even appears that neither could Harry Smith. There's very little information here, except that he says that it is a song that might have been a recasting of an earlier song called Hard Times. The person who recorded this song, his name is Frank Walker, and he himself did not know anything about the Bentley Boys. So there's like virtually no information available. Yet the song, which is entitled Down on Penny's Farm, has become incredibly influential. To push it through time, there was a band called Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers who recorded the same song as Tanner's Farm, using his own last name. And it's a song about being mistreated while working on a farm. Tanner's Farm was eventually turned into Maggie's Farm. Bob Dylan wrote it, or adapted it. Of course, he was able to take writing credit. And it's basically a song about being a sharecropper. Bob Dylan updated it a little bit in his version of Maggie's Farm in the 60s, but this is where it all comes from. The synopsis by Harry Smith reads thusly. Renters caught by poverty on George Penny's farm. Picture landlord as miser, thief, and liar. Sounds a lot like what Dylan did. Here's Down on Penny's Farm.
Come, you ladies and gentlemen, listen to the song. Sang it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renter's own Penny's farm. It's the hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. You move out on Penny's farm, plant a little crop of bagger and a little crop of corn. Come around to see you gonna flit and plot till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got. It's the hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. And George Penny got a flatter in my house. Move you to the country in a little log house. Got no windows but the cracks in the wall. He'll work you all summer and he'll rob you in the fall. It's the hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. You go in the field, you'll work all day. Wave the night, but you get no pay. Promise to meet our little bucket of lard. It's hard to be a runner on Penny's farm. It's the hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Here, George Penny, he'll come into town with a wagon load of peaches, not a one of them sound. Got to have his money or somebody's check. Pay him for a bushel and you don't get a peck. It's the hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. George Penny Reynolds, they'll come into town with the hands in the pockets and the head hanging down. Go in the store and the merchant will say, your mortgage is due and I'm looking for my pay. It's the hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Down in his pocket with a trembling hand. Can't pay all, but I pay you what I can. Then to the telephone, the merchant make a call. He'll put you on chain gang, don't pay at all. It's hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm.
The Bentley Brothers, Down on Penny's Farm. Incredible. This next track is another incredible historic piece. The artist is The Masked Marvel. It was a campaign sales thing, and the label who was selling it said that anybody who could correctly identify this artist was to be awarded a free record. The song was Mississippi Beau Weevil Blues. And these days, I think pretty much anybody who's a fan of the blues knows that the Masked Marvel is none other than Charlie Patton, who worked on Dockery Plantation. Now, there were 2,000 people who worked on Dockery Plantation. As you, if you can imagine that, tenant farmers, 2,000 of them. So Charlie Patton was there. He had a built-in audience for when he performed. So that had a lot to do with how he was able to get famous. The song itself is entitled Mississippi Beau Weevil Blues, and the summation by Harry Smith is thus. Beau Weevil survives physical attack after cleverly answering farmers' questions.
There's a little Beau Weevil, keep moving, and I end it. Lordy. You be blank your cotton and you won't get a heavy stain, Lordy. Beau Weevil, Beau Weevil, why you need a hole on it? A Louisiana rain takes a little wild, pretty bone on it. Well, I thought it would weave a lot of snake, a lot of Indian on it. And next time I see them, Lord, they had his family there. Oh, we will left take a lot of business by well on it. Where you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, gonna get a little down of hell on it. Oh, we will set a boy, they ain't got to get fell on it. I let one suck all the blossom and leave you a happy square on it. Next time I see you, I had your family there, Lord. Boy, we were little white, we sit out on the hill, Lord. Boy, we were told the wife, let's take this for the hill, Lord. Boy, we were told the wife, said, I believe I'll make a law, Lord. All right, we'll tell about it. Let her leave in Louisiana and go to Arkansas. Well, I thought it would be a lot of sex, a lot of in the air, Lord. Next time I see him, Lord, he had his family there, Lord. Well, we were told about it, I think I'd take you back, Lord.
I think the most amazing fact about Harry Smith's words on that is that it was actually able to decipher the lyrics. They're so tough to understand. But we got one more track. It's by the Carolina Tar Heels. Now, we spoke about them earlier in part two. They performed the song Peg and All, which we already recorded. So I don't have to worry about that. I'll tell you that the song is called Got the Farmland Blues. And the summation is, discouraging acts of God and man convince farmer of positive benefits in urban life. Take care, folks. We'll be back with the second part next week.
Woke up this morning, Kicking Spaulding down at my chicken roost. I rushed down there, but a little too late. I rushed down there, but a little too late. Thief had gotten my chickens and made his getaway. Went out to my corn crib, thought I'd get some corn. Went out to my corn crib, thought I'd get some corn. Thief had broke in my corn crib, tuck away every ear of my corn. Went to get my car, bought to go get the sheriff. Went to get my car, bought to go get the sheriff. Thief had took every tire right off of my car. Hard luck. Well, along come a storm, tore down my corn. Along come a storm, tore down my corn. While the bean beetle in the bean patch eating up the beans, boll weevil in the cotton, he's tying up the bolls. Got the farmland blues, got the farmland blues right now. Got the farmland blues, got the farmland blues right now. Not another fur, or will I plow. Gonna sell my farm, gonna move to town. Gonna sell my farm.